Still in the United States, BP says it's too early to celebrate the breakthrough that stopped oil flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. The gushing oil was choked off when company engineers shut all the valves on a new cap that's been placed on top of the ruptured oil well. It's a critical step towards sealing the well permanently. BP and the White House say it's not an end to the disaster, and more tests are being done. North America correspondent Kim Landers reports.
After so many disappointments, finally there's been some good news about the Gulf of Mexico oil spill. BP's Senior Vice President Kent Wells delivered it.
There is no flow of oil going into the Gulf of Mexico. So obviously this is an encouraging point of time. Remember, this is the start of our test.
BP engineers stopped oil flowing into the sea by shutting all the valves on a new cap placed on the wellhead. But this doesn't mean it's shut off for good. There's a tense 48 hours of watching to see whether the capped-off well will hold or blow a new leak. President Barack Obama is being cautious.
I think it is a positive sign. We're still in the testing phase. I'll have more to say about it tomorrow.
People on the Gulf Coast, like the chairman of Plaquemines Parish in Louisiana, Billy Nungesser, are hoping that this latest attempt to shut down the gushing well works.
I'm late. I hope it's permanently. We need that closure so we can finish cleaning up the oil and get our life.
The continuous live video from below the surface shows no cloud of oil for the first time in almost 3 months. Michio Kaku is a professor of theoretical physics at the City University of New York.
There's no guarantees in this business. However, if there are no leaks, no breaks in the pipes for the next 48 hours, I think we can declare a partial victory, that we finally have a grip on this raging oil leak.
BP's Chief Operating Officer Doug Suttles cautions there's still a lot to do.
There is still oil out there on the Gulf of Mexico. So even if there's not another drop that comes out of this well, we still have to get the stuff that's on there. There's still oil along the shoreline. We've made great progress in the last several weeks, but there's still oil there, which we have to clean up. There will be the potential for oil to be coming ashore, tar balls and other things, for quite a while, and we'll have to have the capability to respond to that as we go. So you will see a number of things. We still have we have 45,000 people today fighting this spill. Tomorrow, it'll be 45,000 again.
The National Incident Commander, Admiral Thad Allen, has put out a statement saying he's encouraged by this development, but this isn't over. He says it's likely they'll return to siphoning off the oil in an attempt to collect up to 80,000 barrels a day. That means they'll open the sealing on the cap, allowing the oil to flow out but to be captured by all the devices designed to siphon off the oil. A permanent solution won't come until a relief well is finished being drilled, and that won't be done until next month. This is Kim Landers in Washington for The World Today.